Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Carson Cooper, WSF 89.7 News. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi's office received around 7,500 complaints of price gouging after Hurricane Irma, but so far has settled just one case. A hotel near Miami International Airport admitted to jacking up room rates by as much as 138%. The fine was $25,000.
We have to go back at least a month prior to the state of emergency and show that their prices were grossly inflated during a state of emergency. So unless they're going to voluntarily comply and admit that they were wrong, we have to issue subpoenas.
Bonnie says that she has at least 10 more price gouging cases, including a Mexican restaurant in Tampa, hotels in Tarpon Springs and Coconut Grove, and three South Florida gas stations. In Florida, it is illegal to sell, lease, offer to sell, or lease essential commodities for an amount that grossly exceeds its average price during 30 days of a state of emergency declaration. Ever since allegations of sexual misconduct hit Pinellas State Senator Jack Latvala, seems no one wants to contribute to his campaign for governor. WSF's Steve Newborn reports that donations have all but dried up.
What a difference a month makes. Since the allegations came to light in early November, less than $60,000 were raised for Jack Latvala's campaign for governor. More than half of that amount came from in-kind services provided by the state Republican Party. And state records indicate he spent nearly all of the revenue on his Tallahassee lawyer and a Los Angeles media consultant. The month before, in October, Latvala raised six times that amount. Meanwhile, Adam Putnam, his chief rival for the Republican nod for governor, collected $270,000 in November. The month's top fundraiser was Democratic candidate Philip Levine, who raised more than $800,000. Latvala's campaign has been battered by allegations of sexual harassment by six women, and he is currently being investigated by the Senate. Latvala has denied the allegations. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.
A federal judge says you can't do it. U.S. District Judge John Antoon II has ruled that Brevard County Commission may not open its meetings with a prayer. He says religious invocations violate both the Florida and U.S. Constitution. Commission Chair Rita Pritchett says that ruling violates the First Amendment right of free speech among the Christian community. Big Democratic win in deep red Alabama yesterday. Doug Jones won the election for U.S. Senate. We'll get some reaction from around the states coming up next on Morning Edition. Sunny and cool today with a high of 63. Julie Marquez at Spectrum Bay News 9 says clear tonight with a low of 50. A very slight chance for showers tomorrow with a high of 72. It's 6:07.